Andy, as a board member, whose responsibility is it to set the appetite for risk in an organisation?
The bottom line for this, I think, comes back again to Anthony's point, is the accounting officer's job to set the risk appetite. So that whilst the accounting officer has the legal responsibility for setting the risk appetite, I think there are different ways that we need to move this on, because stepping outside my board role for a second, in the world of adventure, people say I do risky things because I like risk, and I don't. I do things that appear risky because I like play, and we stay safe because we understand risk. So when people talk about risk appetite, for me it's completely the wrong way of looking at some of this, because the real question is about risk maturity, risk awareness, risk management, risk culture. So the things that allow organizations to work safely in risky environments are all about trust, communication, clarity of outcomes, and the way that we share information to stop things becoming dangerous for those people who we look after. And the appetite does depend on our ability to understand where the boundaries lie, and there are clear parameters that need to be set. But let's understand that it's something about whole organizations needing to take on board. And just the way that health and safety or quality are no longer the jobs of a committee, they are embedded in whole organizations. We need to make sure that risk maturity and sensible approach to risk are the same.
Andy, thank you. Sam, can I bring you in on this, on in terms of risk appetite?
Yes, I mean, I'd agree with Anthony. I don't think that you can necessarily set a risk appetite as a broad brush approach for an organisation. It has to be on each individual risk, and considering, you know, what the organisation is prepared to tolerate in terms of performance, impact on resources, and particularly for local government, impact on reputation. And I think the most important thing from a practitioner perspective is that when you're assessing that risk appetite, that you bring your elected members on board with you, because we've actually got this as a corporate risk on our risk register, which is about, particularly in this climate, a number of difficult decisions that have to be made. And whilst you might be prepared to do that from an officer perspective, you really have to consider the elected members and their need to think politically, quite frankly, as to whether when it comes to it, are they prepared to make those difficult decisions and take on board those risks? So for local government, you can't get away from balancing that with the political side of life as well.
Fran, thank you for that.